back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
Good afternoon, everybody. And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com. You can listen to all of our past shows, sign up for our free seminars. We'll talk about that in a minute. You can see who the show's sponsors are and visit all of their websites. A great one in the house today. You could link to our Facebook page, link to our brand new HOA and condo blog at hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, new legislation pending to protect community association managers, and that's a good thing. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we always send out about the show. And of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4 Condo Craze, and our website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Well, it's great to be back after having last week off for Super Bowl Sunday. And Eric, how was Vegas?
Well, you know, my wife, Mikkel, listens to the show, and my friends and I, we had a rotten time in Vegas. It was boring, and I didn't even gamble, not even one nickel, and I don't want to go back next year. Please don't make me go back next year, Karen,
all
right?
God, you, sir, are a liar. But the last time that we were here, we spoke about a great case that Glazer & Associates won in arbitration, and the first part of the case, the arbitrator ruled that the board can't prevent you from having guests in the pool.
Yeah, that's right, Karen. We learned that boards can certainly make reasonable rules and regulations regarding the common areas, but they can't make a rule that out-and-out says you can't have any guests at the pool because the statute says you can. That board went a little overboard.
A little overboard. And the part of that case was even more interesting because the arbitrator ruled that just because a unit owner is in the FBI, he doesn't have the right to have three parking spots if the declaration says everyone gets only two.
Yeah, again, like we said, it's not every day that a condo case winds up talking about the rights of FBI agents at that condo. But here, the arbitrator made the right call and said a unit owner is a unit owner is a unit owner, regardless of whether or not they have a badge. And FBI agents don't get special privileges unless everybody else gets them, too.
And I understand that when you came back from Vegas, there was an award waiting for you. Yeah, another award.
Yeah, having a good run. As our listeners know, I have the privilege of writing a column a few times a year for a really, truly great publication, and it's the Florida Community Association Journal. And they just sent me a really great award, as you're saying, Karen. And it's the Florida Community Association Journal Reader's Choice Awards for Glazer & Associates. It was the gold level in the legal service category. Mm. So thank you very much to the Florida Community Association Journal and to everyone who voted for our law firm, Glazer & Associates. We're really honored by receiving the award, and it's very, very much appreciated. And to our listeners, if you really want to read a truly outstanding publication each month on all sorts of community association issues from really lots of great writers, please jot this down. Please visit www.flcaj.com. Again, flcaj.com. Really great publication. Lots of information you can learn month in and month out.
Glazer brings home the gold.
The gold, right?
Oh, and of course, we made a big announcement last show that on May 18th, we did this before, it was a huge success, and we're going to do it again, our second annual Condo Craze and HOA's board certification class live on radio. So that's the day of education before the studio audience at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and you also videotape it,
don't
you?
Yeah, we videotaped it last time. It was huge. We really had a great time.
Yeah, it really was. I think everybody had a lot of fun, and everybody learned a little something also. It was a really packed house. We had tons of sponsors there. We gave out tons of awards and prizes, and everybody got to attend an assortment of educational courses throughout the day, not just Eric's course. And it's going to be a really hard thing to top it this year. What do you got lined up, man?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, the staff at Glazer & Associates and all of our sponsors will definitely find a way to make it even better than last year. And quickly, let me tell everybody that our next Board Cert seminar is in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so, you know, just like we remind you every week, it's election season, and when it's election season, for both condos and HOAs, you need to get certified as a board member within 90 days of getting elected, or you're off the board. And one way to get certified, in my personal opinion, the best way of getting certified, is attending the Condo Craze Board Certification Course. The courses are not only educational, but they're fun, and they're free.
Yeah, and as you know, believe it or not, we passed 7,000 Floridians that we have now certified throughout the state. So a really fun event. Now, the next one is actually on Florida's West Coast in less than 2 weeks. It's February 22nd at the Hyatt Regency in beautiful Bonita Springs. Really nice resort. And we'll have a guest panel of experts on management issues, insurance, accounting, and more. And seats are already filling up. So for those of you who listen to the show and live out on the West Coast, we really look forward to seeing you on February 22nd.
That's right. And the next stop will be in West Palm Beach at the PM Expo. And that's going to be on April 1st, April Fool's Day. So you can go see Eric teaching
on April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. And, you know, this will probably be a nice little something to, you know, fool other people with, because you'll know what's going on and they won't after you go to the certification course with Eric.
Who's the fool now?
Yeah.
Then just 4 days later on April 5th, we'll be back in Orlando at the Holiday Inn at Universal Studios.
Yeah. And again, after that, the real treat is in store for May 18th. We'll be doing the second annual Condo Craze Day of Education and live radio show back at our old stomping grounds, the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood. Registration will start at 8 a.m. We'll teach the board certification class in the morning. And then at noon, we'll do the radio show live in front of a studio audience, just like last year. There's also going to be, Scott said, lots of classes being offered by all of our sponsors on all kinds of association issues. And it's going to be a great day to register for any of the classes. Again, just go to the website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com. And if you're a community association manager, also remember, all of you get 4 credits for just attending the board certification class, and all the classes are free. On that note, how about we go to Melissa in Pompano Beach? Good morning, Melissa.
Hi. I live in a condo complex down here in Pompano, and one of my neighbors has finally foreclosed. The HOA foreclosed on him. About $50,000, final judgment. Place is going to auction in March. What happens now?
Okay, so it's going to go to a public auction, and it's a bank that foreclosed on him?
No, the HOA.
Oh, the HOA actually foreclosed. Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. So the HOA is going to foreclose, and is there a mortgage on the property? Do you know if there's a first mortgage? Okay, so the HOA is going to foreclose. Probably the HOA will wind up being the owner of that property if they wind up bidding the amount of their judgment. So the HOA will own it. They will have the right to rent out that property if they want to. So let's say it takes the bank another year or two to foreclose on that first mortgage. During that interim period, the association can rent it out, you know, let's say for $1,500, $2,000 a month in an HOA on average, and apply those monies towards your operating account. Place it in your account rather than just letting it sit there and collecting dust, the unit. And eventually, though, the bank's going to come around and foreclose.
Okay, so what happens actually at the auction? I mean, don't they stand on the court steps or something and try to get a bidder, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, it used to be generally everybody thinks of of a typical auction where everybody's standing at the courthouse steps throwing out numbers and there's an auctioneer. Used to be that way. Now, typically, the counties have resorted to doing these auctions online where the bids are basically placed in advance. And there's no more screaming and yelling on the courthouse steps. But probably in this situation, when an HOA forecloses, it's possible that a third party may buy it. You know, someone other than the bank or someone other than the HOA may buy it. And that's always the best case scenario for the HOA, because if a third party buys it, that third party will probably owe the association all of the back dues. But more typically, what's going to happen is the HOA is going to buy it at the sale, and it's going to be subject to the bank's mortgage. They don't have to pay the mortgage. They don't have to pay the taxes. They can rent it out for the next year or two until the bank finally finishes up their foreclosure and keep all the rent in the meantime. But before you do that, association, be careful. Make sure, and a lot of associations are forgetting this, get the unit insured first. Don't put anybody in there as a renter if that home is not insured. Remember, when you take ownership of it, if anybody slips and falls in there, anybody suffers any damage, who gets sued? It's the owner. and that owner is going to be the association. So be careful before you put a tenant in there. Make sure you call your agent and get that home insured, okay? All right, Melissa, thanks for the call. How about we go to Leo in Boynton Beach? How are you, Leo?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I live in a homeowners association that is amending their documents, and they mailed a ballot to all the people, and it starts out with your name, your address, signature, and date. And when somebody questioned that, the manager spoke up, and he says, yes, that you have to register, and he has an attorney's letter to prove it. I asked to see that letter. He waved a couple of pages in front of me and said, it's not available to you or anybody else. And as far as I know, a ballot is because people will vote. The secrecy is involved with a ballot. And I don't know of anything that requires you to have any identification. My question is, do you know of any rules or laws that allows a ballot to have a person's name who's voting?
Yeah, typically it's done by proxy. Yes, you need to know how people are voting on specific issues at the association. The only thing that must be in secret is the election. Other than the election, yes, these things should absolutely be done by proxy. The proxy typically has to be signed, or the ballot typically has to be signed. And yeah, you need to actually be able to verify that the person who's casting the vote, you know, is in fact the unit owner as well. But the only provision in the statutes that require secrecy is when the election is done. So, I'm sorry, Scott, you had something you wanted to add?
No, I mean, that hits on everything.
Yeah.
No, what I said in the past, what happened was if you do not have a proxy or a absentee ballot, you vote in person. And there was no identification required because we have a register where all the people have to register to make sure you're the owner.
Yeah.
And anybody that gets a proxy and also gets a absentee ballot, whichever it may be, the ballot is the same. And so they should not be giving it to people that are not an owner.
Yeah, interesting.
And if they do give it to them, they should give it to them only because they are registered in our association documents as an owner.
Yeah, interesting point.
But the document itself should not have, but the ballot itself, in my opinion, should have no identification whatsoever. I may vote yes only because I'm signing my name.
Sure.
Or otherwise, I would want to vote no.
Understand your point, but as far as I understand the statute, again, the only thing that requires secrecy is a vote in the annual election. That's about it. If the association wants to do it the other way and require names on ballots or as a way of identifying who voted for what, nothing in the statute that I'm aware of that would prevent that. Okay?
Yeah.
But thank you for the...
I would just like to add one more thing. I've looked up the Florida statute 72306, section 8B, where if it's a ballot that goes in an envelope, it shall have no identifying marks on it. It shall be an envelope. You get an envelope that they send it to you in, an envelope to return it, and then one that is totally blank where you put your ballot in.
Yeah. As far as I know, Leo, bottom line is that's for election purposes only. But, again, we'll check it out, and if you're right, we'll certainly let you know. Let's do this, though. Let's take our first break. And when we get back, we're going to talk with Greg Wallach and Kathleen Lowe from Best Roofing and Stress Relievers. We'll also talk about your annual meeting and some tricky issues regarding your elections. And, of course, we'll take your calls on anything and everything else in the world of condos and HOAs. Give us a call here in the studio, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer and Associates. And on the show now, we have Best Roofing in the house.
Yeah, Scott, you had something you wanted to say there, right?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Eric. I just want to say hello over to Chef Mike and everybody at the Rock Restaurant in Lauderhill. That's the Republic of Korea restaurant. I had a nice dinner the other day there, and just want to say it's a nice change of pace. Everybody has Chinese, Thai, Japanese. I had Korean food for the first time, and it was really good.
And it turns out they're fans of the show.
Oh, yeah, big fans.
Right. All right. Good luck to them. All right. I say it all the time here on Condo Craze and HOAs. We are truly blessed to have some wonderful, wonderful sponsors of the show who really make it possible for our listeners to hear us each week and attend our free educational events. And one of those wonderful sponsors is with us today in the studio, and it's Greg Wallach and Kathleen Lowe from Best Roofing. And Kathleen's now head of a group that I'm now proud to be a member of, and it's called Stress Relievers. But welcome back to the show, Greg and Kathleen. Thank you very much.
Great to be here, Eric.
All right. Thanks for having you in the studio today. And I got to tell you, at our event, Greg, I just had the pleasure of sitting in on the roofing class that you teach as the owner of Best Roofing. And it's really a pleasure watching you give the course because it's so apparent you love what you do. I mean, I'm sure when you're out in the field, working and watching the guys work, it's apparent that you actually love what you do. You see it in the enthusiasm in which you teach the class.
Well, thank you, Eric. I grew up in a roofing family. My dad was a roofing contractor, and he taught me the trade, and then gave me the opportunity to go start my own business. And it's been a great 35 years for me.
Really? Yeah, 35. Tell us about a little bit about what Best Roofing really does.
You know, I can sum it up in one really quick statement. We solve roof problems. That's what we do.
Right, period.
We go in, we diagnose what the issue is. We come up with a design to solve the issue and then present a proposal and then, deliver the services.
Now, I know that you guys can fix basically any roofing problem known to man, whether it's high-rise or single-family. But I really want to tell everybody what Best Roofing just did in my own home, because I really think you guys are in on a great, great product. And I haven't had my roof pressure cleaned in a while. And when I called you guys, Best Roofing, to see if it was something you do, you actually suggested we go one step further with a new product called Roofacide. So tell everybody what Roofacide actually is and does.
Well, Roofacide is actually a treatment process that we're doing to concrete tile roofs, where we'll first pressure clean the roof, and you want to try to avoid pressure cleaning if you can.
Right, you taught me that. Pressure cleaning can actually cause some damage if not done right.
Well, it could definitely compromise the watertightness of your roof, but what it really does is it takes the finish right off the tile of your roof. So every time you pressure clean, you're just taking a little bit of color with it, and over time, that pressure cleaning process exposes the limestone filler in your roof tile, which is what the algae feeds on. And cleaning a roof is really about getting the algae off the roof.
So how does Roofacide differ from just generally the pressure cleaning treatment?
Roofacide is a chemical process that's environmentally friendly, where we take and wash the roof with a copper-type solution. And that copper goes into the limestone, and when dew gets on the roof or when it rains, there's a chemical reaction that actually kills the algae. And this treatment needs to be done approximately every 2 years, but you never have to pressure clean your roof again.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think our listeners know me long enough to know that I wouldn't say something that wasn't 1,000% true in this regard. You guys did my home, I want to say, between 4 and 6 months ago. This morning, went outside just to take a look. I knew we were going to be talking about it on the show. This morning, months and months later, the roof looks as if it was pressure cleaned yesterday. I mean that sincerely. The roof looks fantastic, like a brand new roof is still in my home. So all I can tell you, this Roofacide product, fantastic, and it really, really works well. You should be really proud of the product. And I know that before you actually do this Roofacide treatment, you go out and you say, wait a minute, I want to take a look at your roof first. I want to do an inspection to make sure that we're not missing any larger issues. Isn't that right?
Right. Cleaning a roof is one thing, but And too often, people who just pressure clean roofs get up on roofs and they don't pay any attention to what's really going on the roof. And that's one thing that I think differentiates us a little bit, is we really understand roofing. We inspect the roof while we're doing it. We make the corrections to broken or cracked tile or flashing conditions prior to doing the actual cleaning treatment.
And what happens, I know it's not something that's an expensive process. I understand you actually wind up getting in touch with the people who actually purchased a product after a certain amount of time, reminding them it's time to do it, but at a less expensive price.
Right. It's sort of like signing up for a subscription. We're going to contact you in 2 years, and for a fraction of the cost that it took to clean your roof and treat it the first time, we're going to come in and just retreat the roof. And that should buy you another 2 years, a nice clean roof.
Yeah, it's really an awesome product, I can tell you. I stand by it 100%. The roof looks dynamite. If people are interested, Greg, how do they get in touch with Best Roofing and find out more about it?
Probably the easiest way to get in touch with us, and there's some information on our website at www.bestroofing.net.
Greg, I want to thank Best Roofing for being such a fantastic sponsor of the show, always being the first guys to volunteer to teach the courses to all of our listeners and to come on the show and teach them everything they need to know about roofing. Much appreciated, sir. Thank you very much. Kathleen, before we get to you, the phones are ringing off the hook, actually. So how about we go to Joe in Pompano? How are you, Joe?
Good, good. I have a question. Can the president, fire the maintenance man without approval from the rest of the board?
No, the president shouldn't be doing that. No. The president should not be doing that. I know, you know, sometimes the word president gets to people's heads, but bottom line is a president, in sum, is just one of a member of the board of directors. They shouldn't be doing any more than basically signing the contracts only after they've been voted upon by the entire board. Basically, they chair the meetings of the board of directors. But other than that, the president really doesn't have much more power than any other director. And in terms of hiring and firing, those decisions should be made by the board of directors at a properly noticed meeting. And the statute even goes so far now to perhaps allow decisions regarding terminating somebody because it's a personnel matter. That can even be done in a private meeting. All the more reason why the entire board should be involved. No two ways about it. The president is simply one of, if a five-member board, he's one of five. Seven-member board, one of seven, etc.
What if it's a nine-member board?
No, yeah, I think, see, there gets tricky.
Okay.
No. Even if it's a nine-member board, it's still one of nine. That's about it, Joe, okay? So tell the president to calm down and stop firing everybody. I'm sorry?
Do you have to have a majority?
Yes, it should be done by a majority vote. You have a quorum of directors in attendance at that meeting.
You have to have three.
And that you need a quorum and then a majority. Okay, all right. Let's go quickly to Tom in Miami. How are you, Tom?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking the call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm trying to find out if HOAs have the ability to have a homeowner correct an architectural violation if 5 years has passed or 10 years has passed. That's my question.
Yeah, difficult.
Or does it get grandfathered in? Much like municipalities have a right that things don't get grandfathered in, a new owner has the same responsibility to correct a problem, even though they may have bought the home in that with that addition on the back or whatever.
Yeah. Basically, I can tell you if the unit owner can prove that that violation has been there in plain view and the board knew about it for 5 years or should have known about it for 5 years, it ain't going to happen. The association's simply not going to be able to make that unit owner correct any violation in that regard. It's going to be difficult, if not impossible, because the statute of limitations is going to prevent that from happening. Okay?
Okay.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Thanks for the call, Tom. How about we go to Francis in Fort Lauderdale? How are you, Francis?
I'm good, and you?
Okay, how can we help?
Okay, the question I have, I know it's not on the list, it's about insurance. And we have something called DIC insurance, and I was wondering, like, if there is, like, a minimum, or let's say our policy, for example, it with the wind, we have, like, the building is like $3.3 million, and
right.
But our deductible would come to like $165,000
okay.
for a 40-unit building, which would be a huge right. assessment.
Okay,
you know.
Let me do this. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Francis. I'm going to cut you off, and then I'm going to try to answer your question quickly.
Okay.
All right, in terms of insurance, generally how it works, and this is always taught at our seminars, everybody gets confused on how the deductible works for insurance, and I'm sure, Greg, this is something that that when you go down to meet with owners after a storm, they kind of learn the hard way sometimes. Typically, let's say you have a $1 million building. You know, you insure the property for $1 million, and you have a 5% windstorm deductible. People think that if you suffer, let's say, $100,000 worth of damage, that 5% deductible comes off the $100,000 in damages. It doesn't work that way. That 5% deductible is off of the $1 million that the property is insured for. So your deductible right off the bat is $50,000. In other words, the insurance company doesn't have to pay nickel one until you've gone over the $50,000 mark. So if you have a $100,000 roof problem, it's not 5% off the $100,000 and the insurance company pays $95,000. No, it's 5% off of $1 million, which is what the property is insured for. A condo association pays $50,000 towards the roof. Insurance company pays $50,000 for the roof. On that note, we got to take our bottom of the hour break. When we get back, we're going to talk with Kathleen Lowe all about stress relievers. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be right back.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Invera Systems protect communities better than anyone because Invera Systems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best. Providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide, Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Good news. We just received our official certification, so now you can listen to 850 FTL on the job without supervision.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com. ElconElectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We are taking your calls, even though we have Best Roofing in the studio at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right. In the time we got left, I want to move on to something that's really unique, and that is an organization, a really wonderful group called Stress Relievers that helps out charities throughout South Florida. And Kathleen Lowe is here to tell everybody a little bit about what Stress Reliever does.
Thank you. Okay, Stress Relievers, we are an informal group of family-owned companies, and we've come together and we create events for managers and for board members that are fun and educational, but we have a little twist to it, and it's two things. First, for all of our events and our happy hours, it's only for property managers and board members. We just don't have vendors come. We want it to be a stress-free environment for everybody.
You don't want to be anybody to be there under pressure. No sales pitches.
There's
while
no
we're there.
Sales pitches, and it's crazy. And we know that, you know, we're all in that business, so we try to keep it fun and light. And then secondly, we at all of our events we have our happy hours, and we have chosen local grassroots charities that typically don't receive large grants or funding. And what we do is we ask everyone who attends to bring an item. So we've done canned food drives for the Pantry of Broward. We've collected Thanksgiving dinners for God's Little Acres, even cat food for a cat rescue group.
Yeah, and we've been part of that. We really had a lot of fun and certainly been an honor to be asked to join it. And you also provide educational classes
we
as
do,
well.
We do. All of us are licensed and we are able to give CEU classes with the state. So we often join together and we do group classes. We have a lot planned for this year.
I got to tell you, and because of you guys, you encouraged us, at least at our board certification classes now, to always, I mean, I'll be no problem saying it, we learned it from you. When we do our board certification classes now, we have a charity that comes as well, and we ask, so we certainly don't charge for any of the classes, but we also bring a local charity and say, hey, you know what? We don't charge for the class, but how about helping out the charity? And tell us who the members of the Stress Relievers are.
Okay, well, the Stress Relievers are Best Roofing, Elkhorn Electric, of course, Glazier & Associates. We have Driveway Maintenance, Scar Insurance, Douglas Orr Plumbing, and Service Master Roof.
All right.
Store.
And many of our listeners know this already because they get our emails all the time, but Stress Relievers is having a great event in just 3 days, and all of our listeners are invited, you know, again, to the extent that they're managers or board members. So everybody may want to grab a pen and paper and jot this information down. Kathleen, tell them where they can go.
Okay, this Wednesday is actually going to be really fun. We, on February 12th from 5:30 to 7, we're having our monthly stress relief happy hour at McGuire's Hill. It's in Fort Lauderdale on Andrews Avenue. It's a free event. There's cocktails and appetizers. We have raffles throughout the night. We're doing trivia. We even have a chair massage therapist there for people. And this month, we're asking everyone to bring a box of Valentine's candy. And then us, the Stress Relievers, will be visiting 3 nursing home facilities in Broward County on Friday. We'll be spending time with residents and handing out the candy because we learned that there's probably an estimated 60% of residents that are in nursing homes that never receive visitors. So we really wanted to do our little part in making people's day.
This is awesome. It hits home a little for me because my dad, unfortunately, had Parkinson's in the last few years of his life. And unfortunately, he was actually in a nursing home for a while when it became impossible to take care of him. But he was lucky, and, you know, certainly I visited him several days a week, and the family visited him all the time. He had to visit her every single day, no two ways about it, without exception. But it was sad because, like you said, Kathleen, we would go there, and you'd see people that have been in a home and haven't had visitors for years. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait, actually, to get to actually go to the nursing home on Friday and hand out this candy on Valentine's Day. And again, like I said, hits home. How can our listeners sign up for this?
Okay, right now, if board members or property managers want to attend, the easiest way is probably to call me at Best Roofing on Monday, and that's 954-941-9111. They can visit our Stress Reliever Facebook page. I have a link set up there where people can register.
And again, if they want more information, I see we have in our notes, info@bestroofing.net is
correct.
How they can sign up.
Absolutely.
Okay, and visit the Stress Relievers Facebook page as well. And I understand there's even some condominiums who want to get involved as well and are donating charities, donating candy for a charitable drive.
Yeah, it's really been the outpouring of caring has been amazing. We have three condos right now that can't attend the event, but they have boxes set up in their mailrooms in their PM's office, and they're collecting from the condo all of the candy, and then we'll all go pick it up and bring it to the event.
Would love to see the condos out there get involved mm-hmm. in this type of event, but this is certainly not the last event you guys have planned. Tell us about some of the other events that are coming up.
We have some great things planned. In March, we're going to do a Hot Affairs breakfast, and it's for board members, property managers. It's going to be in Fort Lauderdale. We're going to just give some tips and topics that people can take back about what's changing. I know someone called about insurance laws. We're going to talk about what building codes are changing. In April, we're going to do a bowling tournament for a charity called This Is How We Roll. In May, we're having a Hurricane Preparedness Day of Education. In June, we're going to rent out Dave & Buster's. We're going to do a night of fun and games. And then, of course, every month, we have our happy hour at McGuire's with a different charity, and that's all going to be up on our Facebook page.
That's awesome. You know, let me say, you know, winning awards and stuff for the law firm, that's all well and good, but being asked to join your stress reliever group, that is a real honor. I mean that. And I look forward to meeting everybody on the 12th this week and at all the other upcoming stress reliever events. And I also, again, want to thank Best Roofing for being such a wonderful sponsor of the show. Thank you very much for coming in again, Kathleen.
Thanks.
All right. I see the phones are ringing off the hook. Let's do this quickly. We'll take our final break of the hour. And when we get back, we're going to talk to Mark. I think it's Savvy. We'll talk to Blaine and anybody else who calls in. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. and we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243, affinitymanagementservices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
An association's landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. The number to call is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. You've got Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro, attorneys in the house.
Okay, let's do this in the time we got left. How about we go to, is it Savvy? How are you, Savvy? All the way from Tampa.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Are you listening on the internet?
Yes.
That's great. All right, how can we help?
I just have a question for our Homeowners Association Board of Directors. Currently, our governing document states that we can have up to 9 people as on the board.
Right.
Our Board of Directors wanted to increase it to 11 people.
Okay.
Can they do this?
No. Scott, you can answer that one, of course, right?
Let me get the microphone going here. No, you just simply can't increase the size of your board. You need to amend your documents to do that, correct?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah, that would require an actual amendment to your bylaws, probably, if the board wants to be increased over and above a number that the bylaws allows for. Now, mm-hmm. We were going to actually cover this today, but we kind of ran out of time. An oftentimes asked question, and this applies to, in condos, you have ranges of directors that can be that your board can be comprised of, meaning sometimes documents will say the board can consist of between 3 and 9 members. You oftentimes mm-hmm. see that, and the an arbitration decision has interpreted that language to mean that it's basically ambiguous, and the fallback position is automatically 5 by statute. So again, for condos, when you see that the broad language that says your board can consist of anywhere between 3 and 9, guess what? The number of members on your board is now 5. Okay, how about we go to Mark in Miramar? How are you, Mark?
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. I appreciate the opportunity of calling in. I'm trying to find out, as it relates to HOAs, as a request for an estoppel at time of sale, can the association require forms to be also filled out and returned to the HOA, like a conveyance of HOA documents, owner information form, and have these documents sent back to us along with a copy of the warranty deed? Because often we have these forms and we send them to the title companies. We never get them back. We never get back copies of warranty deeds. And here we are not knowing who the property has changed hands to. And it's nice to have these signed forms, like the conveyance of the documents, so later on, right, 2 months down the road.
I think we may be confusing several different issues all at once. Because there's provisions, and I know it's in the condo statute. Scott, maybe you have a chance over there to check in the HOA statute. There's a provision in the condo statute, I know, that says if a unit owner requests the information as to how much they owe, they're entitled to a certificate within 15 days executed by an officer or director, which specifically states, you know, what's due and owing. So if someone asks for such a certificate, in response, the association can't say, as you suggested, well, we'll give it to you if you fill out this other information. So,
No, that's not what I'm leading up to. I have no problem, our board has no problem giving an estoppel. That's not a problem. What we do is we mail them the estoppel and our additional forms that we would.
Right. Well, we lose him? We lose that call?
Keep going, Mark.
There you go.
To find out. When we mail it and mail the estoppel in, we include these forms.
Right.
And we're not holding the estoppel at all. We're giving it within a couple of days at most. But the other forms, we'd like to get them back along with the warranty deed.
Sure, understand. Okay.
Are they required to give a copy of the warranty deed of who the new owner is?
Well, absolutely. Typically, there's language in your governing documents that also say the board must be made aware or even may actually be required to give approval to such transfers. So, yes, I have no problem with the association saying we'd like a copy of your warranty deed. But the truth of the matter is, you can get that off the internet.
And Eric, with respect to your earlier question, which I don't know if was being answered here, the statute you're looking for is 720.30851.
Right, which basically says same rule, 15 days.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, okay. But again, yes, you can ask people to send in, you know, the form saying who owns it now. But the reality is, perhaps, especially if you have a management company, every couple of months you may want to actually go to the website, the property appraiser's website in that county, and print out every single property's list and showing exactly who at least the county thinks is the new owner. So, you know, regardless, people don't want to cooperate. Sometimes you can't make them cooperate, but the public records don't lie. Whatever the public records say, that's who owns the unit, and that's the information you should be relying on. Okay? Mark,
right.
Thank you so much for the call. Looks like we are just about out of time. Again, I want to thank Best Roofing and Greg Wallach and Kathleen Lowe. And Kathleen, it was great hearing all about stress relievers today. Fantastic. An organization I can't wait to be more a part of. I certainly look forward to meeting everybody this week at the Stress Relievers event for Valentine's Day. And, of course, if anybody has any questions during the week and want to pick our brains off the air, call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. And we look forward to hearing from everybody again next week. Have a good and safe week, everybody.